Hi, and welcome to the Day Trading for Beginners podcast. This is episode 15, and in this episode, we're going to talk about order types for buying and selling stocks. So my name is Tyler Stokes from StokesTrades.com. I'm on a journey to become a full-time day trader, and I'm at the stage now where I have set up my brokerage account. I've set up a paper trading account, and now I'm getting familiar with all the different order types that there are for buying and selling stock. So if you've not downloaded my 6-month blueprint, which outlines all the things that I'm doing in the first 6 months, you can find it in the show notes below, or you can go to StokesTrades.com/blueprint. And again, in the past episode, we looked at, you know, how to choose a broker, and I revealed that I'm going with Interactive Brokers. And on the YouTube channel, I have a few videos that sort of guide you through setting up your account with Interactive Brokers if you want to choose that broker. Now, I would recommend you subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can find a link in the show notes below, because this episode that we're going to talk about today, you know, order types, I'm going to have a video, and it's going to be, you know, beneficial for you to kind of see a visual of the things that we're talking about today. So I'm going to have whiteboard presentations. I'm going to actually make some of these trades in my paper trading account. So I would recommend that you check out the YouTube channel for this episode. Now, I was sort of not going to make this episode today, but I thought that, you know, the more you hear and the more you learn about these different order types, the better. They are a little bit confusing. Personally, I needed to review them many times. So, you know, listening to a podcast, even if you sort of just get one nugget from this podcast, I think that's going to be beneficial for you, but you'll certainly want to check out that video as well. So let's jump right into it. Order types. What we want to start with is just talk a little bit about some market basics. And what I mean by that is we want to talk about the bid price, the ask price, and the spread when it comes to a stock listed. And then we want to talk about liquidity as well. So when you are ordering stocks, you've got your order entry form open. You're going to notice that the stock will have a bid price and it will have an ask price. And the way that I like to sort of remember this is I kind of like to look at it from the market's perspective. So the market will buy at the bid, and then the market will sell at the ask. So if you want to, you know, sell your shares, then you're going to sell at the bid price because that's what the market will buy. And if you want to buy shares, you need to see what the market is selling for, and that's the ask price. So you buy at the ask, and then you sell at the bid. And then, you know, on the flip side, the market buys the bid and it sells the ask. So the bid is always lower and the ask is always higher. So that's the best way that I like to remember it by, you know, bid is the market buys and that's what you sell at, and it's lower. And then the ask price is usually a little bit higher, and that's what you need to pay if you want to buy. That's what the market is asking for. For the price of the stock. Now, the difference is called the spread. So for stocks that are very liquid, and liquidity means there are many buyers and sellers. So for stocks that are very liquid, like Tesla, Apple, Nvidia, stocks that are traded many, many times a day, the spread, so the difference between the bid and the ask, is very, very small. It's called a tight spread. So it's small. It's usually like 4 cents or something like that. It certainly ranges throughout the day. Whereas a stock that's not liquid, meaning there aren't many buyers and sellers, it has a wider spread. So it has a larger spread. And this can influence the price that you are able to execute orders on, especially when you're doing a market order. So the first order that we're going to talk about is going to be a market order. So what this basically means, it's the most popular order, and it just means that you're going to get the stock that you order at the best available price at that given moment. So as soon as you click submit, you're going to get the order at the best possible price. And there's also no real guarantee on what you get. So generally with these stocks like Tesla, Apple, Nvidia that are very, very liquid, the price when your market order goes through, The price is generally going to be right around the ask price because there are many buyers and many sellers. But if you were to be trading a stock that is not very liquid or might be a bit more volatile, if you put a market order in for, say, 100 shares and the stock is moving quite a bit, you might be, you know, buying or selling a little bit further off than the bid and the ask price. So with market orders, you just have less control on what the price is going to be. However, you will get your order filled immediately. So, you know, if you need to sell the stock right away, do a market order. If you need to buy right away, do a market order. If you're sort of more concerned with like a long-term investment and you just want to buy the stock right now, you know, a market order certainly is not going to hurt you. But keep in mind, if you're buying and selling stocks that are very volatile and maybe aren't very liquid, then when you put in your request, it might jump around a little bit. So that's a market order. It's really the most popular type of order. So next, we have what's called limit orders. And if you just think of the word limit, basically, when you're buying a limit order, there's going to be a max price that you're going to pay. And then when you're selling a limit order, there's going to be basically a minimum price that you will be selling for. So there's going to be a limit with the price of the stock that you either buy or sell. So basically, a buy limit order, it sets a specific price that you will buy the stock for or better. So if you can think of, let's just imagine Tesla is trading at $200 and maybe you don't want to buy it at $200. You want to buy it at $195 for whatever reason. So you will put a buy limit order in for $195 and your order will not be executed until the stock comes down and touches 195. And as soon as it does, your order will go through, but it won't be completed if there's a big price fluctuation. So what I mean is that there's not a guarantee that your full order goes through with a limit order because you have a limit on the price. So if you're ordering, you know, 100 shares of Apple or Tesla or Nvidia, that order is going to go through because there is going to be a seller on the other end that will sell 100 shares. But, you know, if we want to pick a silly example here and say, if you were to buy 1 million shares at 195 and the stock price comes down and hits 195, there's no guarantee that there's going to be sellers on the other end that want to sell 1 million shares worth of Tesla for 195. So there's no guarantee that your limit orders get filled because there is a limit. If the price starts moving before those 1 million shares can get filled, then your full order might not go through. So again, if you're just buying and selling, you know, shares, 100 shares of these very liquid stocks, your limit orders will go through, but there is a chance that your full orders do not go through because you do have a max price that you're going to buy the stock for. So if it touches and then goes the other way and suddenly goes higher, you know, you're not going to buy anything higher than 195. So if the market touches 195 and then moves up and, you know, you haven't bought your full order of shares, then, you know, your full order just won't go through. So something to keep in mind with these limit orders. And again, a sell limit. So if you want to sell your shares, say Tesla's trading at $200, you don't want to sell at 200, you want to sell at 205. Well, you would put a sell limit order in for $205. And when Tesla moves up to 205, as soon as it touches that number, your order will be executed at 205 or better. So if it continues on and your order gets filled beyond 205, that's great. But again, if you have a large order and it touches 205 and comes back down to 204.99, you know, you have a minimum with a sell limit that you will be buying or selling those shares for. So just keep that in mind that limit orders, you know, don't guarantee that the full order will go through. So those are limit orders, buy limits and sell limits. And I think I talked a little bit you know, quite a lot on those orders not going through. Again, if you're selling 100 shares of Tesla for a price, when it hits that price, there are going to be buyers on that price. But for stocks that are not as liquid and for large, large orders, there is a chance that your full order doesn't go through with a limit order. So I hope that was clear. The next type of order is going to be a stop order, or also referred to as a stop loss. So these are similar to a limit order, but instead of it being a limit order, it's actually going to be a market order. So this means that you might be buying and selling your shares a little bit above what you consider your stop price. So again, with the stop orders, there's going to be a buy stop order. And then on the other side, there's going to be a sell stop order. So if you want to think of a buy stop order, we'll just keep talking about Tesla for these examples. Let's say Tesla is trading at $200 and you're interested in buying Tesla, but you don't want to buy it until it's gone higher and it's maybe in some sort of breakout, and you're guaranteed, and your analysis is telling you that once it reaches a certain price, it's going to go higher for sure. So let's pretend that that price is 205. So it's 200 right now. You would put a buy stop order in at $205. And as soon as Tesla reaches up and eventually touches 205, your full order would execute as a market order. So no matter what happens, as soon as it hits 205 and you have an order for 100 shares, they will be executed right at 205. If you have an order for 100,000 shares, then those 100,000 shares will be executed at the best possible price that you can execute them at as soon as the stock touches 205. So it's similar to a limit order, but a stop order has a market order involved. So there's no max or no minimum. It's just as soon as it hits that price, your order is fulfilled. Your order is fulfilled. So that's a buy stop. So you think the stock is going to go higher, but you don't want to get it until it maybe breaks out. So you set up a buy stop order a bit above whatever the stock is. And as it starts to go higher, it touches that and your order is executed. Now on the sell stop side, this is what is really referred to as a stop loss. So perhaps you're involved with a stock and it starts to trend down and you say, Tesla's at 200 right now. If it starts going down to 180, you want to get out completely. So you set up a sell stop order at $180. And if Tesla ever comes down to 180, as soon as it touches, your entire order is sold as a market order. So, you know, you might get around 180, but depending on how quickly it's dropping, maybe, you know, you have to sell a few shares at 179, 178, and so on. So those are stop orders. Again, there's a buy stop and a sell stop. So those are similar to the limit orders, but they are market orders. Now, there are a few more advanced order types. And this is when we start combining these limit orders and stop orders. So there's what's called a stop limit order. And then there's this thing called a trailing stop order. So let's talk about this trailing stop order. So if you think about, you know, a trailing stop order, what that sort of means, it basically means that as a stock is rising, you will maintain a stop order that sort of rises with the stock. So it allows you to make gains, but as soon as the stock starts to retrace and starts to fall back, your stop order is going to be there to allow you to sort of exit the position without losing a lot of your gain. So how these work is, you know, let's talk Tesla again, because we've been talking Tesla this whole time. If Tesla's at $200, you would set up a trailing stop order based on an amount or based on a percent. So if you want to maybe let's get creative here and do 10%. So if you want to set up a trailing stop order of 10%, the stock is at $200 right now. What that means is that if in that moment it just goes down from 200, as soon as you place the order, it goes down and it goes all the way down to 180, that's 10%. That's a 10% drop. So 200, 10% of 200 is $20. If it drops to 180, you would basically sell your position. But if instead it starts going up and maybe it goes up to, $210, well, what happens now is that your stop order also goes up, and basically you trail it by the 10% that you have allocated. So if the stock goes from 210 and maybe it comes down a little bit, but it doesn't come down 10%, and then it goes back up and it goes up to 250, well, your new stop order is going to be 10% below $250. So if the stock dropped by $25, that's 10% of 250, then your position would be sold off. So that's a trailing stop order. So as the stock rises, you always have a trailing stop order that's following it as it goes higher. And that's, the 10% is sort of a good example there, because you might have purchased a stock and you want it to continue to hold it as it goes higher. But for whatever reason, if there's bad news, or, if the market turns and it suddenly experiences this 10% drop, then you want to basically sell it and just profit on, or take your profits and then worry about maybe getting into the stock later. So that's a trailing stop. And it could be a percentage, or it could be a fixed amount like $2, $5. And again, what you would choose in that scenario would be based on the strategy that you want to take on. So that's a trailing stop order. Now, the other thing is a buy and sell stop limit order. So I know we're sort of getting right into it here, but basically what we are doing here is we're combining a stop order with a limit order. So let's talk about the buy side first. We talked about a buy stop before, where we were talking Tesla at $200, and if we thought that it was going to do a breakout and it went up to 210, that's when we wanted to buy it, because that's when we sort of were convinced that it's going to rise even further. And we put a stop, a buy stop there, and we did a market order. So a buy stop limit is basically the same thing, but it's a limit instead of a market. So you're going to have a price for your stop and you're going to have a price for your limit. So if Tesla's at 200, and we want to put a buy stop at 210, but we want to put a limit at maybe 209. So what that means is that if Tesla rises up to 210, then our buy limit is activated at 209. And if it ever comes back down to 209, then we would buy the shares and the order would be executed. So it's sort of like we want it to rise, and then we want it to rise to 210. But we don't want to actually pay that high, and we want to put a limit on what we're actually going to buy, and we'll put it on 209. Or you can put it on 210 as well, and basically that would just guarantee that the max you would pay is 210. So it just allows you to control, have more control over the maximum that you're going to buy. So it's a buy stop with a limit involved. And then on the flip side, the sell, it's the same thing as a stop loss order. So maybe you think the stock is going down, and as Tesla hits 180, it's at 200 now, you want to put a sell stop limit at 180. So if Tesla ever goes down to 180, the sell stop is placed, and then you'd also have a limit on maybe 181 or maybe 179. So if it touched 180, your stop is there, but the max you're going to pay is 179. So you can play around with where you want that stop limit. But basically, that's how it works. It's a stop that triggers the limit that's involved, and the strategy that's involved with how you would set up those. So again, if you're here and you're listening, also consider checking out the video, because we're going to have examples on a whiteboard that sort of help you visually see some of these things. So we're almost done. There's just one other little section here, another sort of strategy section for these orders. And that has to do with what's called a bracket order. And then a one cancels the other. So it's OCO, one cancels the other. So let's talk about that one first, because that one's a little bit easier. Basically, An OCO and one cancels the other. It just gives you a little bit more flexibility with your investments. So a simple example, let's take the stock Apple and Tesla. You would basically maybe put two buy limit orders for Tesla and Apple. And basically you would have the orders work out that if the buy limit is executed for Tesla, then your order for Apple is canceled. So again, you know, you might want to, you might have funds to invest, but you don't want to buy both of these. If one reaches the price that you find favorable, then that one is executed and the other one is canceled. So again, one cancels the other. Now, the other thing is a bracket order. And if you're going to be day trading, you're probably going to set up these bracket orders. And if you want to just think of the actual word bracket and the, you know, think of these brackets, basically you'll have an order. And then on either side of that order, you're going to have a buy and a sell sort of order. So it's sort of three orders placed at once. So again, we've been using Tesla as an example. Let's pretend that we Tesla is trading at 200 and we set up a buy limit to buy Tesla at 205. And what we'd also do is we would set up a sell limit at maybe 220. And then you would set up a stop loss at maybe 190. So basically what I'm trying to say is that you're going to buy Tesla at 205. And when it hits 210, you want to sell out and take that profit. And if when you buy Tesla at 210, it retraces back to something lower, then you will want to sell out your position. So it allows you to basically sell and take profits, and then also allows you to sell and reduce any losses that you have. So that's a bracket order. So it's three orders placed at once. You set up a buy, and then you set up a profit taking order above that. And then you set up a stop loss order below that. So certainly one that's sort of easy to understand there. So that is it. Those are the main orders for buying and selling stocks. And I know that it can be a little bit hard to understand in the podcast form. So thanks so much for listening to this episode. Again, I'm on a journey to become a full-time day trader. I've set up my brokerage account. I'm starting to learn how these different ordering or these different order types work. And again, I do have a video that outlines all of these, and I make these trades in my paper trading account and on a whiteboard. And I would recommend you watch that just because visually seeing these things, I think is going to be very beneficial for you as well. So thanks so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast. And again, in the show notes, you can find the YouTube channel. I highly recommend that you subscribe. And again, if you have not downloaded that 6-month blueprint that outlines everything I'm doing in the first 6 months of this journey, you can find that at stokestrades.com/blueprint and in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next episode.